Welcome to Wolf Dens, Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. JC, we are back.
We're back and ready to tear into a huge week of racing. Definitely have to look back at what happened last week and, as always, must look forward to what's going to happen this week.
You steady the ship, 2 from 3 with the Thursday set.
Yes.
Short price, thing? But even...
You know that boat?
Yeah.
You know, you pick like... Is it the anvil, I think you call it? It's just like docks the boat.
Right.
I feel like I just threw that down.
Very good. I've never heard that before.
And hopefully... We can start having a party on the boat, maybe go 3 from 3 this week, bring the champagne, the cheese boards.
It's been a while since you've
It has been a long out. Time, so hopefully we can do it this week.
Very good. Let's quickly look at our show rundown. We've got the Thursday set, as we know. The Dapto Megastar Review, we'll have a look at that. Great win by Good Odds Cobber. Usual $1 million chase recap from the week. And then we're going to have a look at the Derby and the Oaks from Angle Park. Have a little bit of a look ahead. Let's just get into it straight away. Let's quickly check your accountability. So you got a little bit of a pop with your pot there last week. Went up to 7% from 5% because you did get the two winners. I think you said they were $2.50 to about $1.50.
So. Both of them, yeah, backed off the map, and that's what happens. And unfortunately, the other tip didn't finish the race. So unlucky for him. But let's rip and tear into this week. All right, let me take it away. Albion Park, race 8, number 1, Autumn Storm. Returned to Albion Park last week with a win in 30-11. Drawn exceptionally here with a noted wide runner in I'm Peaking Outside. Has the speed to park just behind the speed and should be too strong late in the piece. I think she'll be a winner for us at Albion Park. Wentworth Park, 2 tips, 2 winners, hopefully. Race 2, number 1, Ritza Wotan. Won on debut in 30-22, defeating Lawbook, who he meets again. Forgivable run last week on a really wet track. Better suited here. Drawn the red with no speed directly outside him, capable of leading and running to his personal best. And race 3, number 2, Aiden's Warrior, has had 4 career starts, all from boxes 6, 7, and 8. Things could be really well suited getting into box 2 here. And his meets a very small field. There's 2 outside vacant boxes. So I think race 3, number 2, Aiden's Warrior, can close us out as a winner at Wentworth Park.
Unreal. Let's go to the Dapto Megastar Review. It is a Group 1 race. And it was won by Good Odds Cobber. And let's have a look at it. He jumps out of the 8.
Yeah, Power and Glory here in box 4. He started favourite and Good Odds Cobber gets the luck there on the first turn. As you can see, Harmony Fire in box 3. Shanghai the Lids gets off the rails. Cobber gets underneath her. And then from there, it was times and margin job. He streaked away for a really impressive win. Went 29.44. And up next for Good Odds Cobber is the Blacktop Heats this Saturday night at the Gardens. So... excited to see how he goes there. And he's obviously warmed up as one of the more favoured runners in the Million Dollar Chase.
And we know first 3 across the line there in that race get semi-final bursts in the Million Dollar Chase.
Yeah.
Let's roll to other dogs that have got semi-final bursts in Million Dollar Chase. So we're going to start by looking at the final from Casino. And we're looking at 7 Sinners from the 6.
This was last Thursday. Really open betting market. But 7 Sinners, one of our tips, unfortunately, a fortnight ago in the heat. Got run down, but a bit of form reversal here. She's able to get underneath Coringa Raphael down the back straight. And once she did that, she's a dog that's won over 600 metres. She was always going to be really strong late in the piece. So you're about to see right about there. The run opens up for her, and it's a circular track there. Look at the finish line. Mm. One of the shortest home run straights you'll ever see in your life. So 7 Sinners and the second and third dog both through to the MDC semi-finals.
Let's roll to Richmond. So a bit of a blowout here. We're looking for Player 1 from the white. Here we go.
Ready Player 1. I feel like I'm at Time Zone or something like that. Yeah, been a long time in box 2 and not a shame. Box 5, they both speared the lids, but this gave a really nice run to Player 1. He was just able to be close enough on this occasion. He's a really, really strong dog and you're just about to see him take over from a bit of a long time, turn for home and really put a nice margin on her late in the piece. Mr. Peregrine here finishes 3rd. He's really strong late in the piece. He's a dog that probably better suited up to the middle distance now, I would have thought. But Player 1, been a long time, and Mr. Peregrine all go through to the MDC semi-finals.
Very good. Let's go to Broken Hill, one of the best places in Australia. And in this final, we're looking at Yogan Bale from the yellow. Here we go.
Look at that. The red dirt of Broken Hill. I wonder how hot it would have been on Sunday night at 8 p.m. Probably around 35 still. But Lassard there, the Victorian. Box 1, he was a $1.60 favourite. And unfortunately, he couldn't hold out his Victorian counterpart here in Yogan Bale from box 5. He gets the better of him on the first turn. Finds the front, puts 3 lengths on Power of Silence and holds on for a nice victory. Lassard here in box 1, he does pick up again late to finish 3rd. But... all honours go to the Victorian, South Australian and Victorian in that race.
Very good. And you're going to tell us where we can look forward to for seeing some heats and finals for $1 million chase over the next week. But just quickly, Bull Eye ran yesterday.
Yes.
And Power and Glory did win that race. You said that it was favourite in the Dapto Megastar. No good there, but backed up into the Bull Eye final and won.
Yep, favourite last night from box two. A bit of ahead of schedule, the Bull Eye final. They caught us by surprise. I don't think they run heats there. Might not have had enough acceptances for heats, so they ran straight to a final. Drew box two, went straight to the front and actually broke the track record, Power and Glory. So he's a dog you can really watch for over the next 6 weeks. I think he's just starting to hit top gear, get to that purple patch in his racing career. And he's a dog that we've already seen go 29-28 at Wentworth Park. So he's definitely going to be a major play in the $1 million chase.
And where are we going over the next week or so with the heats?
Absolutely everywhere, RI. We've got Gunnedah Final on Wednesday. So that is today. If you're watching it on Wednesday night when this show gets released, you've got the Wagga Heats start on the 20th and the Grafton Heats start on the 22nd. And also, something else to note, RI, we've got group racing heading to Newcastle, the Group 2 Blacktop Heats on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. The fields aren't out yet for that, so we will be covering the final next episode. Surely they do the final on course there. I think they'll do the box draw on the Saturday night. So hopefully we get a field up on Sunday morning, and then JC can dig right into the form and provide the winner for the Group 2 Blacktop Series at the Gardens on the following Saturday, and that also has MDC implications, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. That's your job. Very good. And just before we round out the New South Wales section of Dogs in the Den, Race Connects, it is an organisation for young people in racing. They have what I think is the best value in racing. They have a $40 marquee party. I think they do it a couple of times a year. It's on this Saturday for the Seven Stakes, Great Day of Racing, Group 1 Racing. You see it up on your screen there. If you're younger than 35 and you're in the area, you want to head out there, $40, you get a few drinks, you get beautiful food all afternoon. You're right on the track. We were there last time, weren't we?
Not sure how you got in.
Yeah, I know. They sort of gave me a special dispensation because I was there filming content. But we had a great afternoon, didn't we?
Great. Music was pumping. Unfortunately, the weather didn't show up for us, but that didn't dull the spirits. It was a really good afternoon, and everything was flowing. So not sure how RI got in there. I'm sure they're going to have someone out there, security guard there, checking IDs and whatnot.
This time, yeah,
I don't think you're going in again.
We'll put the link to the tickets in the description. And if you're looking for something cool to do on Saturday afternoon, go make the most of it because it's a lot cheaper than it normally is and you need to make the most of it. As I said, let's move on. We're going to go to Angle Park in South Australia. It's time to review the heats of the Oaks and the Derby. We're going to have a little bit of a look at the finals for both those races. We are starting with the Oaks, Flying Envy. We're looking at Heat 2, Flying Envy from the 8 box. And this is how you want your greyhounds to win. Watch this. Well out of it for now, and let's see what happens.
And look what happens there. They all cluster on the first turn. They run off, and Flying Envy in box 8 gets underneath the butcher's cloth there, finds the rails,
the
gets the second.
It's not, it can't get it. It's too far.
It can't, but it will, RI. And it's recorded the fastest time of the entire night, 30 and 37, which is absolutely humming. Watch her through
and
the
look,
line
and look,
late.
But look, it wins by a fair margin.
Very strong greyhound. She's going to be really hard to hold out in the final. I just thought, since we're so occupied in New South Wales, we'd give South Australia a bit of love. We'll look at the fastest qualifier from the Oaks. We'll do the preview of the final right now, and then we'll do the fastest qualifier of the Derby, and then do the final. So
Unreal. This
is the field you saw there. Flying Envy, she had box 8 on that occasion. She has box 7 here, despite being the fastest qualifier. She is $8, and I think that's probably a fair enough price. As you saw there, it was not a full field, and she did get a bit of luck. You can't begin like that week in, week out. I wouldn't advise backing greyhounds like that, because that is quite thrill-seeking for me, RI. So I'm going to go with Bunstorm here. That's the dog I'm with, the Victorian greyhound. She was really, really fast out of the boxes there at her first Angle Park start. She just got tired and got run down late, but I think she'll be better off for that effort. She's drawn box one here, and she's been a winner in really fast time over Victoria. So I think Bunstorm is good value there in the Oaks final, and she'll be hard enough to run down.
Great. Let's move to the Derby. So we're going to look at Heat 3 and Hot Ashes from the 8 again. Here we go.
Yeah, it was quite an even beginning. Quite bunched, if you might say. And look at that. They all just jam up, and Hot Ashes from box 8 just goes, thanks, guys, I'll take the run. And once he found the front, he was never going to get run down. He's won at Sandown over the 5.95 in sub 34 seconds, which is absolutely flying. He recorded the fastest time of those three heats, 30 and 40, which was just a tick off what we saw there with Flying Envy's 30 and 37. So he's another Victorian greyhound. He's got to take a lot of benefit from that first start at Angle Park, and he should be really hard to hold out in this final. He's a really strong dog late, so don't let that discredit his run there. He obviously got a bit of ground taken off him, but he's very strong and should be better for that run. So Here's the final RI, the Derby final. We've got Iconic Jet for the Shane Train Williams as the 6-4 favourite there with Ladbrokes. He is the market mover, and that is the dog I have landed on, RI. I was really impressed with his debut run there at Angle Park. He had trialled considerably faster there in the lead-up to that race, but he just got a bit tired there late. Shane has said he's going to work him a little bit harder this week, so hopefully he's a little bit more tied down. He's got really, really good speed. He should be able to cross Ben Keeping really easily. Mm-hmm. Find the rails, find the lead, and that's exactly what we want to see. Hopefully he can be a nice winner for the WA contingent of Shane Williams and the team.
Unreal. Well, we've moved along very nicely today, and I think we're just about done.
Yes.
I think we've already talked about everything that there is to look forward to, look ahead. There's just lots of million-dollar chase. We've got the black top. I think that's about it, really, isn't it?
Race Connects party. You'll be there.
I don't think so. I think I'll be in here making a Saturday session.
Wow.
So make sure you check out our Saturday session. And I think we're good to go, Jace.
That's all I do on my Saturday nights.
That's it. Just I keep refreshing YouTube, waiting till it drops.
Peppermint tea, watch a few of the replays, and then just, Saturday session.
Yeah, all right.
Too easy. Good.
We're out. Up the den. Thank you for your support. Bye-bye.
Up the den.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.